This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. Why is all this good stuff out there in Bucks County? That's where all the action is on both sides. Maybe that's why it's a pivotal. It's not a one-horse county like the other two out of three at least are. Jamie Cohen Walker is one of those activists out there. She and her partner in crime, Megan Brock, have filed more Freedom of Information Acts, I guess, than any two that I know of. And she recently tweeted out, Planned Parenthood will be endorsing school board representatives in 2025. And people immediately on Twitter are asking, why would Planned Parenthood want to say in our public schools? Why would they be involved with school boards? But also, Jamie was one of the leaders of protest around the Diane Marseglia. And I gave you an update. I'll give it to you again when we get Jamie on here. About what Representative DiOrso has introduced the Freedom Caucus in Pennsylvania that could result in a recall in Bucks County. Let's go to Jamie on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jamie, welcome in. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me on again.
Yeah, Jamie. So, Jamie, let's talk about this Planned Parenthood action. It seems to be that the thought is, this is more of a gearing up, I guess, than in the past. And we see this all over the place. Since Trump has won, then elements on the left feel they're going to gear up more to thwart that. And school boards, definitively, we saw during COVID how important they are.
Oh, they're very important. They make all the decisions for our children. So, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we can have Trump as president. Trump can't stop Central Bucks School Board, though, too easily from doing what they want to do.
Exactly. And one of the main issues right now is allowing males to play in girls' sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, like, our school board kind of retired the policy that keeps girls' sports safe. So I think that's why Planned Parenthood is gearing up to endorse school board members this year, because they have their agenda of wanting kids to be able to, you know, go to their offices to be able to talk about gender and gender affirming care and all that kind of stuff. So if the schools, you know, really stick with keeping males out of female sports, it really hurts their cause.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, they have resources, too. And in school board races, we know this, if you have a fair amount of resources and you get it out there, maybe people don't pay a lot of attention, but they hear a few people's names. And if carefully done, that can put them over the top.
I mean, I don't even know how much money Planned Parenthood has, but They have funded, you know, endorsed judges, they endorsed commissioners, they endorsed
right.
President. I mean, they just have so much money. And when you're in school board races, like most normal school board races, just nobody really has money to, you know, do commercials and mail tons of stuff. But if you get a Planned Parenthood endorsement, it's coming with a lot of money, obviously.
Without a doubt. Now, Jamie, you were out there in the forefront, the pregame show with Diane Marsaglia and Bob Harvey. So you were right there in the center of the action. I don't know if you saw this. You're in the activist group. Maybe you saw it before I did, but I just was told right before the show that the Freedom Caucus in Harrisburg, Joe D'Orso, has been on the show a lot of times. They're antsy, I guess, because Republicans are not trying to impeach Diane Marsaglia. You have a lot of rhinos there that just will not go after them. So they are putting up a bill that will be the type of thing where an action would have to start in the House, but what it would trigger is a recall where people in Bucks County would have the ability to recall those two commissioners.
That would be amazing if that could happen. I mean, Diane Marsaglia and Bob Harvey have just been willfully violating the law out in the open for a while. Just like everybody was so surprised about what she did. But when I heard her say that, you know, people violate the law all the time, like that she it's that that's like a normal thing for her to say because she actually does do that. I mean, they're still trying to, you know, fight to keep the RTK records I won, which
right.
What she's actually doing is asking a judge to change the right to know law to protect her emails because she doesn't want to give them up when the Office of Open Records said she owes them to me. So this is like normal for her.
Yeah, and I think at this point, there was such publicity that all but those living under a rock in Bucks County have to be aware of this. And I didn't see any polling, but obviously the turnout with Marsaglia and Harvey at the last meeting, et cetera, it's indicative of the fact that if there were a recall that goes on here, I think they'd be recalled.
I think they would be recalled, too. It's very unfortunate. In 2023, we didn't have this publicity just about the right to know case of her trying to violate the law. I mean, she did that with COVID, with silencing Dr. Dansker and changing the health guidance. This with blocking Megan Brock's phone number. I mean, it's just been allowed to happen for so long, and we could just never really get the publicity on it because we just didn't have the means to do so. We're two mothers. We don't have, you know, have anything. So
you pack a big punch on all these things, and as I said, there's something in the water out in Bucks County where you have a lot of activity now, a lot of activists and a lot of people making a difference. And if this recall thing works, that it's on the ballot, oh, my goodness, the turnout and everything, it will be successful. So, Jamie Cohen-Walker, Jamie, where do we find you? Where do we follow you on Twitter to see what's going on in Bucks County?
Oh, I mean, I just have my own personal Facebook page and I'm on Twitter. I just try to tweet things that, you know, really apply to my life and my children's lives and things that are meaningful to me. And I'm happy that people are finally paying attention to what's going on in Bucks County because it's been going on for a while now. So
yep,
I'm glad people are bringing attention. And if the Freedom Caucus leader wants to talk to me about this right to know case, I would love to talk to him about it.
We will try to. I'll mention that to him tomorrow, Jamie. I'll tell him about
Please
it.
Without do.
A doubt. I will. I will, Jamie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Jamie Cohen-Walker, a bit unassuming. She's a real powerhouse out there in Bucks County. And we'll try to get Joe D'Orso on tomorrow, the representative. He's come on before. The House Freedom Caucus now saying, all right, this would have to be introduced by somebody who is in the House. But then once that happens, you could get a recall going in places like Bucks County. So that could happen this year. Now, will Democrats fight this to the death? Of course. Will you have some rhinos, et cetera? Of course. But this could be happening. All right. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. Scott, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Scott. Yo, Scott. All right, Scott. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. Joe, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Good afternoon. Before I tell you about that, when the Eagles will play the Giants at Palmer Stadium, Tommy McDonald would show up in a green beetle with eagles painted on the side of it.
Yeah, showman. Okay.
For my side question answer, it will be Stay With Me by Sam Smith, which is incredibly depressing.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, it's a good
start. All right, good start there. All right, Times Person of the Year coming up later. I think it's later this week. We have the short list now. I mean, isn't this an obvious choice? Whatever they think of Trump, but on the short list, and they could spin this. You have Harris. I don't think Harris is going to be the person of the year. Netanyahu. I could see the machinations. I could see them spinning that way. The Presidente of Mexico. Now, she's only on there because of her back and forth with President Trump. Trump, Musk, and Joe Rogan. I think Trump is the clear person of the year, but we will see later this week. All right, coming up, we will have our own Earl of Tacony, who's in studio today, finishing off his Christmas albums, with a big announcement about the caller of the year. And Dan is mightily working on the big list of the 12. It's SMU versus Penn State. That type of stuff is involved. And we will have a real good week on that to determine who people think. They listen for their call, and it's just often sparkling. It's just there are people every day that really bring stuff that is just amazing. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel, who was the runner-up last year. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, before my signal went out. I tell you, when I hear that all of a sudden, amazing how every time something goes against what the left wants, a quote-unquote protest pops up immediately. They're right there.
Well,
amazing.
Scott, on the good news front, Penny came out, was waving, beaming, and there was a lot of applause. Now, I don't know who those people were that were applauding, but there were a lot of people applauding when he came out of the courthouse.
Well, if there is any sort of any continuation of a protest, we should stop calling them protests. We should call them Democrat-funded rallies or riots if they get violent, because that's really what they are.
Hey, and Scott, let me ask you this, though. Now, Scott Presler's coming up, and I hate to differ with him. Can I make the case that he says the jury may have been given permission by how well Trump did popular vote, New Jersey, New York? Different era, maybe in a different time, if Trump have lost, they find Daniel Penny guilty.
You know, it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Does it change the whole tenor of the mindset of the public? I think there's something to that potentially.
For now,
it's so hard
for
to
now,
quantify, though.
You know what? It's the era of good feelings now. I think Trump did wonderfully in the interview yesterday with Welker. If he delivers on this, say, in the first year on any number of these fronts, that will continue, and I think you're going to see people emboldened to say it is a different day.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do feel that pressure where if they feel like everybody's saying this is right, this is right, this is right, even if you know it's wrong, sometimes people cave or they say, well, maybe I got to look at it differently, whereas their thoughts are strengthened when they feel like that, you know, the public at large agrees with them.
Well, close call. Say they in their minds a close call. If you go with prosecuting or convicting Penny, nobody's going to bother you. People are not going to come after you on that. But if you say not guilty, they might come after you.
Yeah, well, that tells us a lot about what's going on in the country and all the more reason why we have to push back on this left-wing nonsense and these fake protests and all this other stuff, because basically they're just strong-arming people. People should be able to go into a jury box, look at the facts, and make a decision without having to consider that they're going to be attacked when they get out.
Exactly. What's the song for you, Scott?
The one I've heard enough of, and I think certainly isn't the right one for a wedding, is I Will Survive. We shouldn't be talking about getting out of a horrible relationship at a wedding. We should have a nice song that, you know, about
last. It's a great dancing song. People know the words. Isn't that what does a lot of these songs?
Well, that is why people like it. That's why it gets played a lot. But it just, for me,
I can see women doing it right now. It has nothing to do with a marriage that you're going to survive.
I know. Tell me the truth, Tom. You hear that? You're ready to start singing, right?
Yes, that's the reason. That's why it works. Good choice, though.
So
thank you, Scott.
So am I.
I got it. I got why you think that. Yes. Dan, would you think that's appropriate at a wedding or no? You're in a camp. It's suppressing.
I think it's okay. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'll survive.
Yeah, maybe.
Maisie,
let's play that. Yeah, who knows? I want to cover all my bases. All right. Scott Presler on Twitter, he's here at 2 today, saying that, hey, would this jury have gone with Penny if Trump had lost? Do they feel it's a different era? Is there some of that in the air? All right, my thoughts on what's happened in Syria, but first, Daryl of Tacony coming up. Special announcement on the caller of the year. All right, 855-839-1210. Okay, it is Dom time, and Dan behind the scenes preparing the Big 12. I think we announced most of them the other day for caller of the year. Always fun, and last year the voting was fierce. And this man was voted the 2024 caller of the year. We're almost at the end of his tenure. Will he try to repeat? The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's on your mind today?
Well, Dom, I wanted to come in and announce that, in the words of Calvin Coolidge and Jerry Seinfeld, I choose not to run.
Oh, Earl! No, that's horrible news, Earl!
This takes a lot of the intensity out of this. I mean, come on.
Well, I've given it a lot of thought, and I figure that incumbency carries certain disadvantages to the rest of the field. Also, I'm invoking the John Larroquette rule. When John Larroquette was on Night Court, he won the Emmy for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series in 84, 85, 86, and 87. And no one had ever won four consecutive years. And in 88, he took his name out of contention to give someone else a chance to win. So even though I'm the inaugural winner, since I have one consecutive win, I figure that's a record-holding achievement. So I might as well drop out and give someone else an opportunity to try for the honor. Also, I am making some changes in my personal life that would make it more difficult for me to meet the obligations of caller of the year. I wouldn't be able to call as often. I wouldn't be able to attend events.
What are you saying?
You have a phone wherever you are. What's the big deal?
In the event that I do decide to make some changes, I wouldn't be able to listen to the show as often. I mean, I will continue to call in as often as I can, but I wouldn't be able to interact with the show as often as I would like. And I don't think that's fair, being a holder of caller of the year.
Where is he ranked, Dan, the Earl of Tacony, in caller frequency? He was in the top two or three, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot to give up there.
Yeah.
That is a tremendous amount to give up. So,
yeah, sad story.
Yeah, Earl, would you consider endorsing another caller, or do you want to refrain from that?
I would refrain from that. Like I said, I don't want to be peddling any influence. I would like it to be as fair an event as possible.
Okay. All right. It is a sad day here now. Dan, do we allow people still to write in the Earl of Tacony by popular
demand? No write-in votes. You got to write head-to-head votes on Twitter, twitter.com/@DomShow1210.
All right. So that will be coming up. And quite a Hall of Fame of callers. We just need a couple more females to get in here one of these years. It's caller frequency. Earl, thank you. But we're still looking forward to the Christmas album and your tune for Scott Presler.
Yes, I was able to knock out a tune for Scott Presler. Dan also requested I try and get a song for Henry, but I've been working on that song for a year and a half, and it's just a very difficult song to write, and I just haven't gotten that yet. Possibly for next year. Just because I'm not caller of the year doesn't mean we can't have a Christmas album next year, possibly.
All right. So that's in its works. We'll unveil slowly but surely. The title this year is...
The White Christmas Album.
Okay.
I was going more with the Beatles motif, but we decided that we're going to just rip off Bing Crosby because it's just easy and fun.
All right. Thank you.
And do you want my side question?
Yes. Your answer, sure.
I'm going to go and go with Jimmy Soul and his 1962 hit, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife.
Oh,
from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. I think that stopped being funny about 1966.
Yes, I'm not sure. Now, that would be banned. That's a really good one. At a lot of weddings, you would think. But it has a tune that people, I think they still play it.
Yeah, like I said, you know, a lot of people think it's funny and everything, but I mean, after 62 years, it's kind of wearing a little thin.
All right, good choice. That's what we're looking for today. Thanks to Jim Kelly for being the agent of that. Maybe tomorrow, too. Robert of Ben Salem had a great one. We might be using that tomorrow. All right, so Daniel Penny has left the courthouse. Here is Daniel Penny's prosecutor, though. I wanted you to hear this woman who allowed the killer of an 86 or 87-year-old man to go free, and she made the case, well, he didn't, it wasn't the intention of the killer to do that.
So I'm going to give you an example of something that I did with a recent case of mine, and this was has never been done in my office. I had a murder case where the defendant did not intentionally kill the victim. He went into an ATM on the Upper West Side and tried to rob an individual. Unfortunately, it was an older individual. He was 86. And in the course of the robbery, he fell to the ground. And as a result, he died. This is, under the law, a felony murder, which is akin to intentional murder. However, when I first got the case, I learned, I took the time to learn about the defendant. And it was a strong case, so it wasn't about a whodunit. I knew immediately who did it. I could prove it. I could take it to trial that day and win it. But it wasn't about that. It was that the more I learned about the defendant and his life and the circumstances, the kinds of things that Jarrell was talking about, that one should take into account the trauma of that individual, I really felt incredibly sorry for him that he had gotten to that point in his life where he felt like there was no other choice but to commit this robbery.
All right. So this is the prosecutor of Daniel Penny. Now, I guess it was one of the first days in law school that I remember. They told you, you set something into motion like this, where you have an 87-year-old frail individual who ends up dead because of your actions in doing this that are directly connected to it, then you're going to be charged with that, a murder. And this is the woman, though, that was all out for blood to get Daniel Penny. This is the woman prosecutor. That's a woman, by the way. I know it's weird. I thought it was anyhow when I looked at it. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Now, on the Syrian situation, I had the good fortune to be in the Oval Office, as you know, a few years back. It was the fourth year of the Trump presidency. And we had a situation where Syria was in the news again. And I was there with three, four other talk show hosts with Trump. They were getting ready for the election, et cetera. And in comes this congressional delegation, Dan Crenshaw and a bunch of others, maybe as many as 30 Republicans, all there to try to lobby Trump to put American military, 500-600 people into Syria. And we were able to hear some of it. Trump was, you know, talking to these guys and he let us stay. He didn't care. Saying, no, there's no way we're going to do that. All that Syria is sand and death. And he's absolutely right in this situation with this rebel. But what this is about, what's happened here in Syria after close to 50 years of these dictators, what's happened is that Iran is under tremendous pressure. And they realize with Trump coming in, that pressure is going to be unrelenting. And they didn't ride to the rescue. Neither did Putin in this situation. And that's why Assad is out. Now, how will this play out with Tulsi Gabbard? It's a moving thing. I'm not sure. The argument over the weekend, it intensifies. Tulsi Gabbard went and visited with Assad, etc. She's the more likely target because the Hegseth thing seems to be turning a corner slightly. I think he's got a better shot now than he did a week ago, Pete Hegseth. And with Tulsi, this being in the news, We'll give her an opportunity, and I think she's out there telling senators exactly what she did when she met with Assad. But it takes away the idea that she would be a what? An operative of anything with this guy that was being pitched. So it will have some consequence. At this point, it's a good thing, as I said, because it removes the idea. It's Israel going after Hezbollah and these others, and Iran backing away now. And Trump is going to pursue this. Trump, in the next couple of years, is really going to push back hard in the Middle East. And I think certainly is deserving of the Nobel Prize. I don't think you'll get that. I don't think they'd give it to him no matter what when it comes to the Middle East. But he should be at least Times Person of the Year. Just think of what's been freed up here around things like Daniel Penny. Now, Mayor Adams is holding a press conference momentarily in New York. We don't see wide-scale rioting or anything, but we did see a lot of people claiming racism, racist system once again, here in the case of Penny. The fact that this guy was even brought to trial is shameful in the extreme. There is no doubt about that. But we'll see how this lands, how this plays out. We'll see what Adams says. And Adams has really moved away from a lot of Democratic positions. All right, we got all that going on. Scott Presler here at 2 o'clock today. We'll talk with him about the latest registrations and the big rally he's holding in Edison, New Jersey, around that town council who won't allow people to use the Constitution or the flag when they're standing up there for their 2 minutes a week. Also, our buddy Dawn Fantasia, the state rep or the assembly person over in Sussex County on Twitter, really laying out Phil Murphy. Murphy today did this book banning bill signing in Princeton, and he was surrounded by all kinds of books of weird animals, you know, kids' animals, fantastical animals, and heritage stuff. And she makes the point, that's not what people are complaining about. People are complaining about age-inappropriate material, mainly around sexual/transgender issues. That's what people don't want in the school library or the library in their town. But Democrats are spinning it. This is about censorship. Okay, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, too. What's the song you would not want to play at a wedding on Talk Radio 1210? All right, it is Dom time. Coming up, you have to see this, too. You can check it out on YouTube, and we'll play you certainly the sound of it. It's what cops go through on an almost regular basis. Imagine having to stop a maniac with a knife at the throat of apparently his wife, but also having to go through a plate glass window, it looks like, or glass of some sort. Couple of updates on the alleged shooter of the healthcare executive. NYPD now calling the man in custody a suspect, not just someone they're talking to, and appears to have had a similar weapon. And there are writings attacking, a lot of writings attacking the healthcare industry. So where's the play now of what the American people want when they see something like this? It's an obvious point of action how bad the healthcare industry is. But we have people saying, yeah, this is the what to do. This will scare them. This will get them started down that path by executing people like this. That's where we are. All right. This is Cut 9. Here's deputies involved in a shooting investigation. And having to break through, you'll see on YouTube, but you can hear too, breaking through just through a plate glass window. Two of them have to go in that way with a guy holding, I believe it's his wife, hostage.
This people can go around hitting people. We don't got reason.
That time?
Yeah, I'm going
to stand
for it. Yeah, you want people to take care of you. I crashed this chair.
I'm 10-4. I'm on the wrong
He's side. Lucky I didn't grab a hold of him and kill him. All right, hang on a second. Wait. I would have killed him on self-defense if I would have got
okay,
a hold of him.
Paul, relax.
Yeah? Well, you tell him that. Because if I would have got a hold of him, I would have snapped his neck and he would have been dead.
Okay.
He was standing outside.
Next time
two
shot.
Okay. All right, cool. Do you see what apartment they went into?
Find me a zone, bro.
Okay, give me a sec, all right?
No!
Come on, Jason.
No!
Come on.
No!
Mom.
I didn't do nothing to you.
Can you let me in, please?
No! I didn't do nothing to you! Yep. No! No! I didn't do nothing to you!
Jason, listen.
I didn't do nothing to you!
Relax. Hey, man, just calm down, okay?
Jason,
it's okay.
Put the knife down.
He's got it.
He's
right.
Got it. Shoot.
I don't got it.
There's the glass. There's the break-in.
Wait, they're taking me to jail.
Put the knife down right now.
Put it down.
Knife down right now. Knife down right now.
Put it down.
Knife down right now.
Put it down. Put it down.
All right, so that's imagine coming home and having to deal with that every day, working in that kind of environment, particularly when I saw that over the weekend, just pushing through the glass, the two officers to get this guy. All right, so we have the NYPD now calling the guy a suspect in this case. And we also have the weapon, apparently. Is there really public reaction that's in favor of the shooter? On Twitter, there's a good bit of it. And some of it is threatening. All right, so I'm not sure why that doesn't violate community standards, some of the stuff that I've seen. Look-alike contest in New York, because the shooter's attractive. That happened over the weekend. Does this set off a chain of other people that are copycats? We'll see when they bring this guy in from Altoona, is where he's being held right now, apparently. And he is a suspect. All right, let's go to John in Wildwood. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John. Good afternoon.
Hey, Don. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, John.
My song for not playing at a wedding is You've Lost That Loving Feeling. By the Righteous Brothers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you think that gets played at weddings a lot, yeah?
No. Well, it was played at my wedding. It was a wedding song for my wife and I.
Oh, it was? Well, that was a curious choice, no?
Well, it was one of the first dates we were on. We did a karaoke thing, and her and a friend of ours put my name in.
Okay.
And I sung the song. So.
Well, that's different.
And We actually met the one Righteous Brother that's still alive. We met him, told him the story. He said he's never heard that before in his life.
Good story, John. But overall, then, yeah, I wouldn't put that on the list. In his case, in his life, sure, that has a lot of meaning, without a doubt. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Seeing this today, someone sent me this. It's almost hard to believe, but there's a guy named Tom Taylor. I haven't seen a comic book in quite a while. They used to be, you know, a great method of entertainment. A guy named Tom Taylor is notorious for putting heavy-handed politics into his comic books. Now DC Comic Books has promoted him to the flagship Detective Comics title. He writes Superman lecturing Bruce Wayne on privilege, as Batman is dying of a serious disease. So in other words, now the latest comic has Superman telling Bruce Wayne, who might be able to get a cure, why do you think you should be able to do that? That's privilege. You have white privilege, you have privilege. And this is, most of his comics have Superman on the issue of climate control. I never got the Superman and Batman thing. Batman's great, but he's not in Superman. Superman can just do anything he wants. Batman can't. But imagine the idea of, page after page, Superman trying to get Batman to see, Bruce Wayne, how he has privilege. Because he can get something done about an incurable disease, others can't. That's the role of Superman here. It's an endless, endless detail here. I don't know how these comic books sell. I would guess that New Detective Comics number 1091 will not sell that much. But DC Comics, they have a pretty good sense of the audience. They think it will sell. Or at least they want this guy in charge.
It'll be a collector's item at the least.
Because of this, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether in a good way or a bad way, for better or for
worse. Sounds like a bad way.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it bombs, everyone's going to be like, oh, man, we got to get that comic that completely bombed.
I'm trying to picture when I used to read comics or whatever. I know it's different audience. I can't imagine anybody wanting to get this that thinks somehow or another this is an entertaining comic.
Different strokes for everybody. Someone out there must find it if they're making it. They must feel that some demographic of the comic book readers would like this.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but yeah, I can't speak for them.
Yeah,
I don't read them.
I hear you. They're males, obviously, probably teen, young adult, right? They're not women.
Yeah. Are kids reading comics anymore? I feel like this is like adult men, if anything.
Okay, and they might like to see Superman lecturing Batman on privilege. Wow. Look, the climate with Superman trying to stop climate, I get it. That's sort of in the role of Superman to take something like
world.
That on. Yeah, he's got to save the world. But now he has to tell Batman you're privileged because Batman's going to die and Batman wants the cure.
Yeah, think about all those other people who can't get the cure.
That's right.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, we'll have to monitor it. Henry, you let me know. You're in the comic. Let me know how much this sells, though. Maybe as a bizarro world collector's item. You're right. All right, so 855-839-1210. You get on board. You can jump in. Hit us with that all-time wedding song that you would ban. NYPD, NYPD releasing new photos of the shooting suspect. Does look like the guy we've seen pictured before. The mayor talking about it, too. And you have to commend the NYPD. They're very good at what they do. They're very good at branding. They're good at what they do. And I think they potentially have the suspect. Hey, happy holidays to all. It's a perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural vitamins for every area of your health, from essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. The best part, over a half dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. Get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Do it today.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
With Dom.
Yes, it's that time of the afternoon when producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program. And Dom, I implore all our listeners to head over to YouTube right now, youtube.com/@12thandwphd, because on the screen, Dom, is, let's get a drum roll going here. Your freshly approved Dom Time 2024 Caller of the Year bracket, Dom. We did it last year, and you just heard that Earl of Tacony was the winner last year, who's here in studio with us today to record a Christmas album. But, Dom, some great matchups with some great regular listeners. You want to run through them real quick?
Yeah, fire away and tell people where to go so they can they vote there?
We're not voting quite yet. Dom Show 1210. We'll have the first matchup here in the final hour of the show. But, Dom, the buys. So how we did it this year is we've done it in the past where we just done, you know, a straight bracket of 8, but in honor of the college football playoffs, why not do 12 and have 4 byes? So, Dom, after last year's contest, we gave those who did the best some byes. Earl was going to have a bye, but he stepped down from the competition, you heard earlier in the show. So our 4 byes this year, Robert and Ben Salem, Scott in Mount Laurel, Leslie in Bryn Mawr, and then obviously Joe of Exton deserves a bye.
Absolutely.
So, Dom, going through the matchups, round 1, the Robert and Ben Salem side of the bracket, you have Gary in Newtown versus Allen in Yardley. Dom, why Gary, why Allen?
Both just quality callers, and both, Dan, have been at event after event. They're known. that they have a tagline here. They're all over it.
In the bottom left of the bracket, the Scott and Mount Laurel side, we have Drew in Upper Darby versus Bruce in the Northeast. Bruce was on the fence this year as a nomination for us here, but we had a caller who actually nominated that. Or was it a Twitter person who said Bruce in the Northeast there, Dom?
Yes, it was. Drew of Upper Darby is encyclopedic. He brings up stuff, particularly sports, second to none.
In the top right of the bracket, the Joe of Exton side, Dom, you have Bill of Bucks versus, and this one's one that we added in as somewhat of a station representative, but it started here on the Dom Show. That being, and spelled wrong on the bracket, I'll get that fixed. Is
no, leave it. It should be.
Nephew of Chris Matthews, caller now, Jimmy Matthews, has made it onto the list of caller of the year, Dom, and why is that?
Well, he ran up the art museum steps in his underwear.
Yeah, that'll help you. That'll help you get on the list there, Don. So Jimmy Matthews spelled wrong takes on Bill of Bucks, who is the number one caller when it comes to volume. Bill has called us the most over the past year, so he's up there against Jimmy. And whoever wins that matchup will take on Joe of Exton. And finally, Dom, you have Tom and Marlton, who made it on the list, versus Joe of Columbus, a very cumbersome caller who calls with our side question every day, with the potential to face off against Leslie in that side of the bracket. Tom and Marlton versus Joe of Columbus. Why, Dom?
I love that guy, Tom Marlton, the Hawaiian shirts. He's just a pal, a guy, you know, when he's at Mulligan's, that kind of thing. And great caller when he does call in. And the other was
Joe of Columbus.
Oh, Joe of Columbus is one of the all-time callers. A lot of it political, but occasionally he moves into the softer side of Sears.
And really stepped up on the side question as well.
That's what I mean. Yes, he's really taken to that.
So all week we'll be voting on this at Dom Show 1210 to cast your vote. So we'll put up the first of the bracket, Dom. How about we throw up? You want to start it off strong with Bill of Bucks versus Jimmy Matthews?
Let's go with that. All right.
We're going to throw that up on Twitter, Dom, at Dom Show 1210. Vote. We'll have that up for, you know what, we'll leave that one up until the start of the show tomorrow, and then we'll probably do, an hourly vote or so,
something like that. All right, let's see how that goes. You can vote right now, and you can view the entire brackets on the station's YouTube channel. Do that. Like and subscribe it. Let other people know about it. Coming up, Scott Presler. Stunning. Another big column on him over the weekend. We have new registration numbers in Pennsylvania, and he's got an action happening in Jersey already. We have the name of the alleged shooter. The guy's first name is Luigi. How many Luigis are out there? How many people name their kid Luigi? Is this guy from another country?
Is your brother named Mario?
Yeah, I'll see if Luigi calls me. And a disgrace to Italian. I got to say, I'll give you more details on this guy. It's quite a story of how we've arrived. Luigi Mangione. That's all straight ahead. Big 2 o'clock hour. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.